From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekasubic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. Coymantown's officials have launched a project intended to make broadband internet service available to all residents. Coymanstown board member Brandon LaFerve outlined a preliminary plan to expand community access to broadband at the board's March 26 meeting. He's working with U.S. Representative Paul Tonko's office and the town grant writer on the issue. LaFerve said, and I quote, "You might assume that everyone in the town had broadband internet, or at least the option of having internet. However, a good portion of the town of Coymans is left in the dark when it comes to broadband internet," end quote. The first step in the process is to determine how widespread the problem is, and a survey has been created to collect names and information from town residents who are without service at home. The survey will be posted at the town's website, coymans.org, and on the town's Facebook page. Copies of the survey are also available at the town clerk's office. Town Supervisor George McHugh said the importance of broadband access is more important than ever, especially now with employees and students forced to work from home because of social distancing requirements during the ongoing coronavirus emergency. Read the full story at RavinaNews.com. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. Operators of sewer treatment plants and municipal sewer systems are increasingly concerned that quarantined state residents, given the shortage of toilet paper caused by the panic buying, will flush bulkier alternatives such as paper towels and baby wipes down the drain. The result can be sewer line backups in a person's home or farther along in the system. Plus, non-flushable materials cause problems in sewer treatment plants and often have to be removed by hand. Patricia Cerro Rehill, executive director of the New York State Water Environment Association, which represents sewer treatment plant operators, said, and I quote, "It's terrible. It causes huge problems. It's a real mess," end quote. Bethlehem Public Works Commissioner George Kansas advised, and I quote, "If people run out of toilet paper and need to use another product like wipes, they should throw the wipes in the trash after use and not try to flush them," end quote. Sierra Rehill said, despite claims to the contrary, wipes are not flushable. The products are often made with cotton or synthetic fibers, while toilet paper is only paper. Sierra Rehill said toilets should be for bodily waste and toilet paper, nothing else. Read the full story in the Times Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Nursing Department of Columbia Green Community College has donated cases of personal protective equipment to Columbia Memorial Health. The gowns and masks were given to the hospital as part of the ongoing effort to supply frontline staff with the items that have fallen into short supply as the COVID-19 pandemic escalates. Don Wrigley, professor of nursing and department chairwoman at the college, said, and I quote, "We packed up everything we could in our lab and filled a truck with boxes," end quote. She said the hospital group has been, and I quote, "an extraordinary supporter of Columbia Green's nursing program, and we will do anything we can to help them," end quote. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. Local weather reports, public meetings, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.